This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Switz and this is Morning Devotions. Welcome. I hope you're well today. Well, I want to continue today talking about the inner scars we carry. I talked about this yesterday. Life, you know, has got a way of dishing out some unpleasant things, and it's easy to become disillusioned and dejected, feel that you've failed. And physical scars, and I guess we've all got some of those, but they're easier to deal with. You go to the doctor, you talk to the doctor, and eventually that scar will heal. But what about the inner scars? I want to think for a moment today about someone who's very well known. We meet in the Bible, in the Old Testament, and he was Joseph, a man of great faith and integrity. He was the son of Jacob. He was one of 11 sons. And you read in Genesis 37 to 50 this remarkable story. In fact, one of the most amazing stories in the Bible. Lots of drama, tragedy. There's also faith, hope, and success and joy. And in Genesis 45, we meet a broken man, Joseph, carrying this deep inner scar, a terrible scar, actually. He wasn't the youngest son, but he was the father's favorite. And he was in big trouble because his brothers actually hated him for this. Joseph, told his brothers about a dream that he was superior. He was the chosen ones. But his brothers had had enough and they plotted against him. They actually despised him. So his 10 older brothers sold him to some slave traders. They lied. They told their father he'd been killed by an animal. So you can just put yourself in his shoes. The trauma that this boy, probably he was a teenage boy, went through as he recalled the terrible years of rejection, living probably for decades with this painful memory of what his brothers had done. Actually, you know, I think there's no greater rejection than your family turning their back on you. In fact, all the members of his family, of Joseph's family, were wounded and scarred from that moment on, if you look into it. The brothers had watched their father grieve over the death of his son, and the brothers carried this terrible secret for many years. Well, the story goes on, if you read it, about a severe famine that gripped the entire area, including Egypt. But Egypt was saved from the ravages of famine thanks to Joseph. He'd risen in ranks, risen in power, because he had interpreted the Pharaoh's dream, and he was given this tremendous responsibility. An amazing turnabout for a young man. So among those who came to Egypt to purchase grain, to get them out of big trouble, were in fact Joseph's brothers. They didn't recognize him in this position. And here he was. It had been decades since they had sold their younger brother into slavery in this terrible fit of jealousy. So if ever there was one to had reason to hold a grudge, it would be Joseph. And more than that, he now had his power within himself, the power to take advantage of them. It was the perfect opportunity to avenge the wrong done to him. But instead, something quite opposite happened. The Bible says that Joseph and his brothers reconciled. And Joseph was very clever. He discovers that his brothers have become men of honor and compassion. And finally, we read this beautiful verse. But Joseph was still crying as he kissed each of his other brothers. And this is in Genesis 45, verse 15. And after this, they started talking with Joseph. Simple enough statement, but when you know the history, a remarkable thing. Many of us can identify the wounds that perhaps we've had in our life, but wounds don't heal, do they? Some of us nurture the wounds, and we can't forgive those who might have hurt us. But here was Joseph. Because Joseph actually focused on God's power instead of the pain, and he sees in a remarkably wise way that God's managed to bring good out of evil, and God even took the terrible act of his jealous brothers to put everything in his power, actually. Yes, he said, I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt, but don't worry or blame yourselves for what you did. God is the one who sent me ahead of you to save lives. God sent me on ahead to keep the families alive and to save you. So here was a remarkable courage. Joseph focused on God's love. It was transformation. He wasn't interested in retaliation. God used the slavery of Joseph actually to save that family and probably many others. You know that Jesus was scarred? Jesus came, he died on the cross, but God transformed the scars of Jesus into reconciliation. How wonderful it was for what Jesus has done. Lord, thank you for those scars. May we be ready to learn from them. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.